Joe Biden drops $1 trillion in proposed infrastructure spending in deal with moderate Republicans. By Charlie Spiering on June 30, 2021. The White House on Wednesday confirmed President Joe Biden would concede over $1 trillion in proposed spending as part of the bipartisan infrastructure deal. Biden's initial proposal called for an estimated $2.3 trillion in infrastructure spending. But the price of the deal framework agreed to with moderate Republican senators reached $1.209 trillion over 8 years. The full text of the bill has not yet been released, but the framework shows a number of proposals that were cut from Biden's original plan. Among the top reduced spending items includes Biden's $400 billion proposal to expand access to care for aging relatives and $213 billion in retrofitting affordable housing. Other proposed spending items cut from the list includes billions of research spending for the National Science Foundation and creating a civilian climate corps. A White House official confirmed to Politico that Biden would not simply look his extra proposed spending items into the proposed planned partisan human infrastructure deal that would raise taxes for more entitlements. Biden still won part of his green agenda as part of the deal. $7.5 billion for electric vehicle infrastructure, $7.5 billion for electric buses and transit, and $21 billion for environmental remediation. He also won $1 billion for reconnecting communities, the controversial program to relocate racist highways through black communities. Biden's previous plan called for $20 billion for the program.